Over the past year, New Zealand has been caught up in a frenzy of flag waving as the nation considers whether to replace the Union Jack with a silver fern.
The people of New Zealand have a unique opportunity to decide the future of our flag. In the final referendum, your vote counts. Help decide which flag we stand for and how we're represented to the world. It's time to decide.
The alternative flag was chosen through a public competition, which attracted more than 10,000 entries from amateur and professional designers, and many high-profile New Zealanders have got behind it.
I am wearing jeans.
Come on, let's have a new flag.
But many people criticised the new design and said it looked like a beach towel. Others resented the $26 million cost of the flag change project and thought the money could have been better spent on important issues like poverty. And while many middle-aged people supported change, a majority of young New Zealanders didn't want to lose the history that went with the existing emblem.
We don't need a new flag. I mean, really, it's like we should be changing it when we become independent of Britain. Until then, it's like, what's the point?
The flag change process was heavily promoted by New Zealand's Prime Minister, John Key, who wanted to embrace a distinctive emblem like the silver fern, rather than have a flag that's almost identical to Australia's.
That is Australia's flag, and this is New Zealand's flag.
So, will the vote to reject change damage the Prime Minister's image?